Welcome back to WBAL, and we're joined now by the Orioles scouting director, Gary Racich, who 1 week ago completed his second draft in charge of the Baltimore Orioles. Gary, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Brett?
I'm doing very well. So how does it feel a week later?
It feels really good. I feel optimistic that we're going to get a lot of our guys signed, and things are going really well to this point.
You're picking at 22 a week ago, and again, there's a lot more variables than when you were picking a year before at 4 overall in the first round. Did the first round break down kind of how you thought it would?
Our board came off pretty close to how we thought it would. A couple of our selections we're thrilled to get because we did have them high on our board. So for those two guys to slide down to 22 and 37, we're thrilled to have them.
I know you've talked a lot about him over the last week, but let's just talk about Hunter Harvey for a moment. What do you see with this young right-hander?
Well, Hunter has a chance to be a front-of-the-rotation starter. He's got a really good projectable body. He's got a great live arm. He throws a fastball, a curveball, and a changeup, and he has a really good feel of pitch. And there are a lot of similarities, in fact, between him and Gosman. So we're excited for what's ahead with him.
When you're talking about an 18-year-old and you go high school with the first three rounds, and it's clear over 2 years now, you don't have a pattern with that. You take whom you think is the best player available. But when you see who Hunter is now, do you see something totally different 2, 3, 4 years from now because he's only 18, because his body will change, because he kind of projects something else? Where do you see it going with Hunter Harvey? Is this the finish line, or is there a long way to go?
I think he's advanced for his age, and I think he could be a relatively quick mover. So it's not out of the question to see him pitching in the big leagues in 3 years or less.
Let's talk about Josh Hart, the outfielder from the state of Georgia, another high school kid. If you read the Baseball America types as the draft got closer, a lot of people thought he may even sneak into the first round. This is a guy who got really hot as far as the chatter about him as the draft got closer. What do you see with this young center fielder?
Well, he has a chance to stay in center field. He's a very gifted, talented, five-tool player, and he's kind of electrifying when he's on the field. He can hit at the top of an order, and like I said, I think we can stay in center field. He has a chance to be an impact player at the major league level, and pretty soon I expect him to move fast, too. He's really advanced for his age.
A lot of catchers were selected, Gary. When you think about that, the Orioles do have a catcher there. Is it one of those positions where there's just never enough organizational depth?
Well, everybody needs catching, and, the draft last year was relatively weak in catching. This year it was relatively strong in catching, and, there were some catchers that we identified as very good prospects, and we like to feel the catchers that we did select are also good hitters, and it's just too good a package to pass up. And it was something that, if it's there, you need to grab it while it's there because, last year it wasn't there. Next year it may not be there. So get it while it's available.
Orioles scouting director Gary Racich with us here on WBAL. And Gary, one of the catchers you took in the sixth round, Alex Murphy, a local product here in Baltimore from Calvert Hall, grew up a huge Orioles fan. What do you see with this young man?
Well, I think he's got a chance to be a frontline catcher in the major leagues. He can really catch and throw, and we like the way he swings the bat. He's got some power. So, again, one of three young catchers that we selected early that has a really good chance to hit and play every day.
Gary, what happens now in the process? Obviously, it's first get him signed, but then with Brian Graham, the Orioles development director, and then also I imagine Dan Duquette to some extent and some of the other minor league guys, what happens now as far as placing them and what needs to happen with each individual player? Is it all part of an overall system, or are there things unique to each pick that you want to let Brian Graham and his staff know?
Well, we give player development as much background on these players as we can as we sign them and send them out. And most of them will go to Florida for placement. But, we want to send them to a level where they're going to have success. And based on where they've played and what they've done and their experience level, that's kind of how we divide them up. But most everyone will go to a rookie short season.
And what I love about this now, and it's amazing to me, the effort you guys put in, and you look forward to next season already and the next draft. But for you, you're at the Metrodome right now in Minneapolis looking at prospects for next year's draft?
Oh, yeah, a whole new crop. And it looks like it'll be a good draft next year. So we're excited. We're always excited to bring new faces and new people into the organization.
And
the draft is a great time for the draft to do that. And, it's just an exciting time of year.
Well, let's hope you pick very, very late in that first round next year. How about 30th overall?
That would be great with me. That'd
be fine. Gary Race, the Orioles scouting director. Gary, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on another draft in the books.
Thank you, Brett. Good being with you.
That's Gary Racich. We're back with more next here on WBAL.